You are listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, the podcast for the off-roader with a short attention span.
Episode 3. You're listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, the podcast for the off-roader with a short attention. What was I saying? I'm your host, Nikki G, and I'm here to ramble on aimlessly about all things off-road for the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? That's about how long it takes for me to take a shower. All right, so it seems like camping goes hand-in-hand with off-roading. And I guess it's, if you're out off-roading, you can't really go back to a hotel, although sometimes I do. But a lot of times, you end up camping, and primitive camping at that. Camping seems to be broken down into two groups. Tents to the left, hammocks to the right. I don't know why it seems like that, but it is. And so I got to say, I have a tent and I have a hammock. And I enjoy the tent a lot better. Hammock, I can't get a good night's sleep in it. No matter how tight I get the lines, I'm always sleeping like a bent banana. And that's crazy. I mean, I like throwing out a tent. Yeah, it's a pain of a butt to pitch sometimes. And throw out a nice air mattress, and I get a good night's sleep on it. And I just bought an instant tent where you just throw it out and it just, like, pops up itself. I tried it out in the yard yet. I haven't really spent the night out in the woods with it. But I like to stretch out. I thrash around a lot at night, if you could believe that. Sometimes scream and have night terrors as well. As people who camp with me know, I usually wake up in the morning and everybody's gone. That just sounds sad, but.
Camping, tent or hammock? That's a loaded question. It depends. It depends on where I am. Depends on what the temperature is. Depends on the weather, whether it's raining or not. I like both. I've done both. I like them both. So it just depends.
All right, now it's Clint. You can catch Clint at Project Napalm JL on YouTube. He's got a very interesting channel. Talks a lot about repairs and fixes and upgrades. He's got that nice country twang to him.
With the mosquitoes where I live and around my area, I definitely would have to say tent. Sleeping in a hammock, I'd wake up looking like something out of a science fiction movie. Actually, I'd probably look like that now. Well, anyway, I'd wake up being super itchy. I'd probably do that now, too. Anyway, I wouldn't look good.
All right, that's Mark from FM Jeeping, and you can catch him at his YouTube channel, FM Jeeping. He's also on the gram and Facebook and all that Twitter and all that other social media crap.
Hey, Nick. Thanks so much for asking the question. And that question was, when out camping, should you take a tent or a hammock? So I personally take a hammock when I'm out backpacking. And that's primarily because I'm concerned about the weight of the gear that I'm taking, and a hammock weighs less than a tent does. But if I'm out car camping or overlanding, I'm going to be taking a tent because I'm not too much concerned about the weight of my tent that I'm going to be taking with me because I have my vehicle to carry it for me. That said, I do enjoy having, you know, the luxury of being able to stand up and having a little bit of extra space and, you know, not worrying about falling out of the hammock in the middle of the night while I'm out car camping. I also have a rooftop tent that I use quite often and even take that out rock crawling with me, and I enjoy that very much, though you can't actually stand up inside of that one, but you can fold it up really quickly and get away if needed. I do have that personally right now on my crawler, and the bummer part about that is that I have to shut the tent if I'm going to go out on a night run, or if I'm going to, you know, go out on a day wheeling trip, I have to shut the tent to go out wheeling. So I might move that to a trailer, at one point here in the near future. But as of this time, it's right on the back of my rig, and I am just toting it along whenever I go out wheeling. Thanks for asking the question. This was Jimmy Jett from Snail Trail 4x4.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy Jett. I appreciate it. I have to say, you got a voice for broadcasting. I can listen to you all night. It's a very smooth voice. I hope my voice comes out as smooth.
hammock. Ha ha ha. Anyway, when I camp in a tent. I'm not opposed to camping in a hammock, but I've never done it, and it's generally tent camping for me. Usually because when I'm camping, it's at a established camp area, not just like driving along and hanging up a hammock to sleep for the night. So yeah, I'm going to say tent.
All right, that's Nate from SWB Crawling. You can catch him on Facebook and all that other social media crap. All right, now it's time for the question of the month. And the question of the month is, if my head was made of veal, which it is clearly not, what would the street value be?
And if your head was a piece of veal, what would the street value be? That all depends on whether it's, I mean, you generally don't ground veal, but I think if it was ground veal, it'd be pretty high. All right, buddy. Later.
Thank you, Clint. I got to tell you, no sale. All right, if you want to ask a question, or if you have an answer to a question you'd like to add, put in. And keep in mind, everything you say will be on the air. Full disclosure. You can contact me at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. That's 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. I'm on the Instagram, 10minuteoffroad. I'm on Twitter at 10minuteoffroad. All right, boys and girls, thanks a lot, and I'll chat at you later. Nikki G signing out and saying, wheel what you got and be happy.
Follow the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Twitter, the Gram, and YouTube.